Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Russia's defense ministry says it's implementing a daily humanitarian pause of military operations around the besieged Syrian city of Aleppo. UN humanitarian chief says 48 hours would be better. Regional analyst Anthony Billingsley of the University of New South Wales tells VOA 48 hours is more realistic.
It seems to me that it must fit into some sort of response to difficulties that the Syrians and the Russians have been having around Aleppo over the last couple of days, where the siege, the blockade has been broken. And at the same time, the government-controlled area of Aleppo is in itself risking being isolated. And so I think they're probably trying somehow or other to slow down rebel advances, to give the Assad government time to get forces into position, etc.
Reuters reports that sources are saying the urgent insurgent threat to take to the battle of the western parts of the Syrian districts increases prospects for a more protracted and bloody battle. Series of blasts in Thailand's southern provinces between yesterday and today has killed at least four people, wounded dozens more. Police say they believe the blasts are from local sabotage and not the work of Islamic terrorists. Bruce Hancock is an expatriate from New Zealand who lives in the community of Hua Hin where the blasts took place.
It's astonishing what's happening in little Hua Hin. It's a place where tourism, and especially this weekend with the Queen's birthday, it's supposed to be a place for celebration. But with this recent happening with the bombs, it's just shocking everybody.
Thai junta chief said the blasts are an attempt to create chaos and confusion. This is VOA News.